Coach's Insight program's continuing here tonight on Care 93.7. Brandon Tamman with you as we're now on to Jefferson County North, and we're joined now by girls basketball coach. That is Steve Knoll. It is presented by Winchester Meat Processing and Taylor Insurance, and it's been a good last couple of weeks here for JCN, and they're on a little bit of a ride right now. Four straight wins, sitting here at 12-6, and most two recent games, Friday, a 20-point winner against McLouth, and then Tuesday night, a 14-point winner at home against Oskaloosa. Coach, your team right now playing some good basketball.
Yeah, we've kind of been putting it together a little bit, getting a lot of output from our post. We've had, seems like about every game, two posts end up with double-doubles. And like last night, Abby Laird had against Oskaloosa, Abby Laird had 9 points, 19 rebounds, and Emily Langley had 13 points, 13 rebounds, and Macy was just short. I think she had 9 points and 9 rebounds. So really been controlling the boards, and it was kind of the same thing against McLouth. We actually got out to a pretty good lead against Oskaloosa, and then we just haven't been able to play JV because we don't have enough kids, and we subbed in late, and Oski cut into it. We were up close to 30, and I got down to like a 14 or whatever. But we were trying to get our younger kids some playing time as well. But I thought our main core of varsity players thought we had a really good, you know, last couple of games stretch here.
There's always room for improvement, no doubt. And most coaches are going to say that. Pretty much all coaches are going to say that. You want to be playing your best basketball right now. Do you feel like you're as close to it as you would like to be? If not, maybe what's the one thing or two that you really still need to work on?
Yeah, a couple things I think we really need to work on yet is our defense. We have some time periods we give up a little too much on it. You know, I'd like to be able to play a little more man-to-man. We played some more man-to-man last night, which we haven't done much all season. And then, for the most part, pretty much every game we've been really good with first-shot defense. You know, playing defense up to that first shot, and then it seems like we go through a little bit of a stretch each game where we'll let them get a second or third rebound. And we've kind of narrowed that stretch down each game here recently, but we still like to eliminate that. If, you know, we could play a whole game and just concentrate on limiting teams to one shot, I think that's going to be a big benefit for us. And then one other area offensively is we want to push the ball a little bit more. We hadn't much all year. We've kind of been increasing that a little bit, but I'd still like to do that a little bit more.
Valley Falls and ACCHS, the final two opponents on Friday and Tuesday, respectively. Real quick thoughts on the sub-state, and we talked a little bit about it last week, but teams have played a couple more games. The standings are kind of shaping up a little bit more as we're now down to the final week and change of the season, and this is as deep of a sub-state in Class 2A. You look, you know, at the top three right now, you're sitting there with Jackson Heights and Riverside. You got Pleasant Ridge, Valley Heights, all double-digit win teams right now. And then you got a Valley Falls team in sixth place who's near 500. So, again, top to bottom, very balanced, and it's going to be a tough out no matter who you play.
Oh, exactly. When you look at it, I think right now we could fall anywhere from third to fifth. And it doesn't matter who you get. You know, third place, you're going to get probably Valley Falls, and they could beat anybody in the league. And then if you're fourth place, you're getting Valley Heights or Pleasant Ridge. And if you're fifth, you're going to Valley Heights or Pleasant Ridge. So, you know, none of that's going to be tough, or none of that's going to be easy. But at this time of year, every game is going to be tough, you know. So we're trying to prepare and just kind of do the best we can once we get in there. And I think if we get in there on a good note and you have a little run going, hopefully we can make a little bit of noise.
And you mentioned Valley Falls, an opportunity to get them on Friday. You saw them earlier in the season back in early January, and you won that first matchup 45-42. Both teams a little bit different now, but what's kind of the expectation for this second matchup on Friday?
Yeah, it's going to be probably a barn burner again. You know, we got out to, actually, I think they got out to a little early lead that first time, then we came back and led most of the game, and then I think they took a lead on us late for a point or two, and then we got it right back. So, you know, Jordan does a great job with them, so, you know, I expect for them to pressure us, and it's going to be kind of a battle of different styles. We use our size, and they will use their pressure, and, you know, hopefully we can kind of continue what we've been doing with controlling the offensive boards and limiting them on shots, but it should be a good game to go watch.
Jefferson County North girls basketball coach Steve Knoll joining us again, brought to you by Winchester Meat Processing and Taylor Insurance. Right now, JCN, four straight wins, 12-6, 10-4 in league play. They'll get Valley Falls Friday, ACCHS on Tuesday, to wrap up the regular season before sub-state play. Coach, we appreciate it as always. Good luck Friday and Tuesday, and we will talk to you one final time next week before sub-state.
Hey, thanks a lot, Brandon. We appreciate your coverage.